This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is part of our episode, Laughing Matters. Sometimes a situation strikes us as comical, even though it's not really funny. And suddenly, we can't help but laugh. This sometimes happens in the worst situations. Xavier Lopez has more.
I remember being upset on that day. I was hanging out with my friend Fizza Ali at Flushing Meadows Park in Queens. And I wanted to talk to her about something that happened to my cousin. Something that was really bothering me. Fizza remembers this day as well.
And then I don't know what brought this up, but you told me that your cousin had a miscarriage, and I broke out in laughter.
Yeah, she laughed. And she couldn't stop laughing.
Did you think it was funny?
No, I didn't, obviously, but I couldn't believe myself that I laughed that hard, but I just kept laughing, so it was weird.
I was speechless. This was the first time that she had done anything like this, and I just didn't know how to respond to it. But after a few seconds, the absurdity of it all, just watching her, trying to control herself unsuccessfully, it got to me. And I started laughing as well. And it happened again. This time, Fizz and I were hanging out at my place. We were having Chinese food and watching Netflix when my mom came home early, which is not normal. My mom's a home health aide, and she usually stays with her patients till nighttime. She also looked really upset.
She was just like, yeah, my patient died. And I was just like, just started laughing, and she looked at me like I was insane. Yeah, I just remember feeling really awkward, and I was like, oh, holy shit. And I guess I felt also awkward because, it was your mom, and I don't know if I'd interacted with her before.
They had not. This was the first time that they met. It was very awkward, and I was really embarrassed because I didn't want my mom to think that my friend was this insensitive weirdo. But as I looked over at her, I saw the look of shock turn into a smile and then a laugh. And we all just kind of joined in.
I feel like your mom started laughing too, and you did as well, because I think she looked at me like, wow, this girl is insane. And that kind of lightened the situation, maybe, but...
No, that's 100% what happened. I think that, I don't know if she said that you were insane for sure, but I think that...
She definitely implied it in some way or another.
So yeah, that was weird. Especially because I know Fizza, and I know she didn't mean to laugh in both of those instances.
I felt like it wasn't under my control at all, you know? And then I couldn't stop, which made it worse.
We've all experienced some version of this in our lives. Moments when a bout of nervous and totally inappropriate laughter overtakes a situation. But where does this reaction come from?
We think it has to do with regulating your own emotions.
That's Margaret Clark, a professor of psychology at Yale University. She's done some research on nervous laughter and similar reactions called dimorphous expressions of emotion. Dimorphous meaning taking on two distinct, different forms. Dimorphous expressions happen as a result of really intense situations. When emotions are running high, some people have an excess of energy that comes out in a way that is unexpected.
You're overwhelmed and you express something that's ordinarily associated with a negative emotion, crying when you're happy, and we think it down-regulates the intensity of the initial emotion. It works for both positive and negative emotions because you can be overwhelmed with either kind of emotion.
Margaret says things like nervous laughter or happy crying serve to achieve a kind of emotional leveling off. It's kind of like how we sweat when we're warm in order to cool off. For some people, their bodies involuntarily try to regulate happy or sad emotions by expressing an opposite reaction. She says this downregulating has physiological benefits. Cardiovascular reactivity that is high during stressful situations decreases, and people often report to feel better afterwards. And they seem to have social benefits as well.
Dimorphous expressions really can serve this great functional value of coordinating behaviors between people.
That's Oriana Aragon. She's a social psychologist at Clemson University. Oriana says that these expressions can serve as a signal to others.
For example, if somebody just won the lottery and they're crying tears of joy, they're going to get comfort. And it's kind of counterintuitive because they just won the lottery, but that's what it does. It sends a signal of what they need in that moment. And in that moment, when the tears of joy are flowing, they do need that quiet comfort and they do need to stop and pause for a moment.
So the joyful tears say, I'm really happy. I'm overwhelmed. And maybe I need to calm down. Oriana says my friend Fizz's reactions could have been her body's way of reacting to an awkward situation that she subconsciously wanted to lighten up.
So it could have been that your friend was feeling too intense, either discomfort, maybe feeling sad, being worried for you. And her response was to laugh, which seems really unusual. And I have heard this a lot. There are people who report to do this. But it could be that it's serving a really great social function in a way, because you're telling me these situations, and in both cases, that laughter, albeit unexpected and probably even added discomfort to your friend a little bit, because probably she didn't really want to do that at the moment, but it did seem to diffuse what was going on at that moment.
And that's definitely true. Fizz's laughter attached two really upsetting conversations to a somewhat silly memory that we still laugh about to this day. Oriana became interested in these unusual expressions of emotion because of another odd reaction that she noticed while watching TV. It's called cute aggression.
I was up late watching Conan O'Brien, and Leslie Bibb was on.
I have a thing that when if I like somebody, like if people have babies, I'm like, oh, that baby's so cute, I just want to punch it in the face. I was like, your baby, like that dog is so cute, I'm going to kick it in the head. Yes. I don't know.
Oriana says in all these cases, what is expressed on the outside does not reflect what is being felt on the inside. And through her work, Oriana found an actual link between these odd or seemingly inappropriate expressions. She says if you're prone to one of them, you're more likely to experience the others. I asked Fizza about that. She says she remembered a few times when she happy cried, maybe once or twice. And for the cute aggression?
Oh yeah, for sure. Doesn't everyone? The other day, my sister sent me a Snapchat of my niece, Miriam, and her cheeks are so huge. And I was just like, oh my God, she's so cute. I just want to slap her. And she was like, slap her? Like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, not actually slap her, but she just looks so slappable. Like, her face is just asking to be slapped, you know? And she was just like, you're weird.
Oriana says that these expressions are actually pretty common, even across cultures. And that despite what my mom may or may not have thought, they're not usually related to any type of medical condition, even if the situation itself does seem a little insane. So, if a friend of yours says that they want to punch a baby in the face, or if they can't stop laughing when you tell them about some mishap, try to look at the bright side of life. Embrace the absurdity. And know that now, you have a story you can laugh about for years to come.
Yeah, I remember that. So that was her first impression of me.
For The Pulse, I'm Xavier Lopez.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Is it, though?
I mean, apparently...